I'm Larry Sequino. I'm 23 and I live in Santa Monica. I was born on January 20th, 1989, so the inauguration day for George H.W. Bush. I lived in Connecticut my whole life until I went to college. I was born in New Haven, so like about 5-10 minutes from Yale. Around 5 years old, I moved kind of to the suburbs and just kind of grew up there. My dad was a software salesman, and my mom was a judge. So it was kind of a good time to be born, especially like my dad being a software salesman during the dot-com boom was pretty great. That kind of afforded me a lot of opportunities in my life. So I'm a computer science major. I'm a programmer. I make iPhone apps. I think that it's crazy, like, and I think that my dad being involved in computers, definitely I was involved in computers in a really early age, so I kind of gained a lot of understanding on how to use them and kind of a love of them, and that's how I ended up in computer science. And that, in general, afforded me a lot of opportunities. Like, everyone needs computer programmers these days. So I didn't have any trouble getting a job. I think that what you do see is what the path they chose when they were in college is kind of really dependent on how easy or hard it was for them to get a job, for the most part. And then also, like, something else I've noticed is, like, how hard they work to find a job kind of directly correlates to, like, whether they get one or not. So, like, all of my friends that were engineers are like, doing computer-type things, like, easily found jobs. And some of my friends that don't know the computer side of things, I try and convince, like, why don't you just learn computer science? Like, you'll get a job really easily. But like some of my other friends that did kind of like business or economics, kind of like really general degrees, like lots of people got those really general degrees. And the only ones that have found jobs are the ones that like really worked hard and like every day would apply for like 4 or 5 new jobs. And those are the people that ended up finally getting jobs. Well, some of my other friends that just kind of like don't really do anything and like spend their days playing video games and like, so like, oh, I still don't have a job. I can't find one. It's like, well, that's because you spend all day playing video games. I try and convince all my friends to learn computer science. Pretty much anyone that I talk to that like if they can handle it, like you should just learn how, like even if it's is like learn how to make a website. Like if you can just grow that small skill set into something that like something marketable, it's like there are more positions open for that job then there are people that can fill them. So like it's really interesting what's going on in America is the demand for computer science majors is rising rapidly and the number of computer science majors graduating from college is declining. So the supply is declining and the demand is rising. So like it's a really, really good opportunity right now. I mean I feel good right now. I mean I was able to graduate college and get a job. And I think that definitely was a really good start. And I mean, I live by the beach in Santa Monica, so it doesn't get a whole lot better than that. So one thing that, like, especially about the economy is like, I didn't want to make a bunch of decisions in the election based on issues that I felt like I didn't fully understand. I kind of take this advice from Warren Buffett. Like, if you look at Warren Buffett, he's the most successful investor of all time. He doesn't invest in anything that he doesn't understand. So, I mean, I kind of try and apply that philosophy to other things. And, like, the economy, to me, I mean, I don't fully understand everything that's going on there. And I think that you see that even people who do understand what's going on can't make the economy work right if you look at 2008 and the subprime crisis. I mean, that was all investors kind of causing that. And those are the people that are supposed to understand the economy better than others. So, I mean, that's why that issue didn't really register to me because I don't want to be making a vote based on kind of a bunch of assumptions that don't really add up to anything. So the only issue that I really was driven by was the one that I knew was like black and white, like right or wrong. It's like, should gay marriage be legal or should gay marriage not be legal? So I went with the campaign that supported gay marriage being legal. I mean, I'm not gay, but I mean, I have gay family members and gay friends. But to me, it's like a basic human right. Like these are our friends. And beyond that, I think that in America, we've made decisions in the past that were kind of motivated by hate and motivated by fear of someone that was different. And I think that to this day, we are still kind of apologizing and paying for like all these things that we did to kind of discriminate against groups of people in America in the past. And we are literally walking down the same exact path right now, and people are just blindly ignoring that we're doing that. And someday gay marriage is going to be legal, and you're just going to spend all this time apologizing and paying for like this discrimination and hate again. So like, I don't understand why you would just make the same mistake twice. It's like, just let these people be married. There's nothing to be afraid of. I went to George W. Bush's second inauguration, so it was like on my 16th birthday. It was through a student group, People to People. I thought it was a really cool opportunity, like getting to go see a presidential inauguration. And I remember going and like, I remember being like really cold and like getting to kind of see the whole thing and like being surrounded by all these people, like crazy anti-abortion people that were literally just walking around with signs that were like of dead babies, which is like the weirdest thing ever. Like it sticks in my mind to this day. But yeah, it was like, I got to go see, like actually like see the whole ceremony. And then they threw like an inaugural ball afterwards for us. So we got to go to our own inaugural ball and everyone like sang me happy birthday. So it was really awesome. So that's just like a really good memory of an inauguration that kind of sticks out in my mind. That's both inauguration and birthday related. Being at the inauguration was really cool because it's an event that not very many people like over the course of America even get to see. It's something that's only happened maybe 50 or 60 times, but yeah, 60 times, I think, in the history of America over the course of 200 plus years of history. It's only happened that many times, and I think that is just really cool, like such a rare event, and like getting to be there for it was historic and awesome, especially on my birthday.